Joined in the studio this morning from Cancer Research UK, it's Sarah Matteson. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad at all. Thank you very much for making the effort to come into the studio this morning. Appreciate you coming in.
No, thank you for having me.
No, an absolute pleasure, the last time we met, if I remember rightly, was just round the corner at the Centenary Pavilion.
It was.
And I had to arm wrestle a polar bear.
Yeah,
randomly. And it was actually quite easy to arm wrestle a polar bear. I was quite surprised.
Yeah, I think it was on the easy setting.
Yeah, don't say that. just tell us a little bit about your role at Cancer Research UK and what your sort of things you do.
Yeah, so I'm the local fundraising manager at Cancer Research UK. So I look after all the fundraisers in the area, make sure they've got all the materials and everything that they need to be able to fundraise for our research.
And I would imagine that's obviously the key to cancer research is getting funds in to be able to fund the research, really.
Yep, definitely. So research is obviously expensive. All the equipment and stuff is expensive. So we've got kind of the scientists in place. We just need the money to be able to fund the work they're actually doing and fund their projects that they've got going on as well.
And do you ever get sort of like fundraising ideas that come through to you and you think, yeah, we can't do that? Are there any some like really wacky out there ones that you think, really? Really? Yeah. You'll do that?
Yeah, people do some crazy, crazy things.
What's the craziest thing you've seen? I'm putting you on the
spot
now.
People do wing-walking.
Wing-walking?
Yeah, on the top of a plane where they get out and walk on top of it. So
I quite like that idea.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
That one's that's quite good. I was asked to do an abseil last year. I wasn't able to. That was for, I can't remember what that was for, actually. I think it was for Red Cross.
Okay.
I know that I was asked to do one of those. I wasn't able to make it on the day.
Oh,
it was a shame.
Yeah.
But wing walking, I quite like the idea of wing walking.
I'll sign you up for one.
Do it. Yeah, I would be up for a wing walk, I think. I'm not really scared.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I'm not really scared of heights, but then that's quite high, isn't it? That's like higher than normal.
It's like being on a plane and walking on top of it.
It does sound pretty fun, actually. I'm not too sure. But the other things you could get involved with is the Bramham Park Fun Run. That's coming back to Bramham Park this autumn in 2018. This has been running for quite a few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, so it's 20th year this year.
Wow.
It'll be on the 30th of September. So it's a 5K or 10K UKA-affiliated fun run, organised by a group of volunteers in the area. So all the money raised goes towards our research.
Wow. So this was just organised by just a group of volunteers initially, and it's sort of like grown into this, quite a big deal.
Yeah, so 20 years ago, there was only 60 participants. There's now 600, well, over 600. There's seven people who organise it. They're all volunteers, so they all give up their time. A really great event for people to kind of get involved in and help us beat cancer sooner.
And Bramham Park, what a lovely place to go for a run as well. I mean, most people would probably go to Bramham Park for Leeds Fest. It's a slightly different event, I would say, the Bramham Park Fun Run. But that's a lovely place. Is it 5 or 10K, is it?
So it's both. There's and 10K, yeah.
Right.
So a real lovely venue, and you wouldn't normally probably go running around there. So it's a chance to kind of see somewhere that you wouldn't normally see, and it's a really nice route as well.
Yeah, no, it does sound like a nice route. I'm not a big fan of running. I'm not, as you can probably tell. It could walk.
Yeah.
See, I could do the walk. I could walk it, definitely. I've got China ankles. I'll just go over it. The drop of a hat, I really do. A couple of things you want, because obviously people can apply to be on this fun run and take part in the fun run. How do they do that?
So if they go to bramhamparkfunrun.org.uk, they can sign up there. But we're also looking for sponsors for the event as well. So,
right.
So companies or businesses that might want to sponsor the event, be affiliated with it so that all the money raised can go to research by the participants.
Okay, you're looking for sponsors, sort of like a naming of the event itself alongside
Research. So it'll be whatever business and Cancer Research UK Bramham Park Fun Run, so they'll get all the rights and all the banners on the day, all the logos and everything next on all the materials. So
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good deal.
So that's all included in the price of like being a sponsor, is all like the logo and on everything.
Yeah.
I like that. That's pretty good. And again, if they want to do that, is it just contacting you through the website?
Yeah, they can do that from the Bramham Park website as a contact us. So, yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Is it expensive to take part in the run itself? Because there's a lot of fun runs around, isn't there?
How do you just about £10 entry fee? So
oh, that's
not
all right.
Too bad. Yeah, quite cheap. So it's family friendly. You can bring your dog on the 5K walk.
Really?
Walk or run as well. Yeah. So
oh, that's pretty good.
And anyone over 15 can take part in the 10K as well. So
right. Okay. On the 5K, it can be anyone, can it?
Yeah, 5K anybody, but children have to be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah, sure.
But 10K over 15.
I was just sort of thinking maybe it'd be a good idea for like babysitting. I could just leave Isabel there and off she'd pop for a 5K.
No, you'd have to walk around with her, but it'd be good for you.
I think I would walk around with her. I think my wife is quite keen on doing it. She may be volunteering. She's doing some volunteer work with Cancer Research UK. So she may, if she's not volunteered, I think she was sort of like thinking, well, I'd like to do that. I think I'd do it. But I think she could, I don't know, if she could run around plus give out and volunteer at the same time.
Just thinking, that is a possibility. I'm sure she could do that.
I think she could do that. I think she could. Do you take part in this sort of thing? Is this sort of your idea, your bag?
I used to. I did the London Marathon once and I've never run since. Yeah. So
good Lord. When did you do that?
2015.
Wow. So three years ago.
Yeah.
And you haven't run since?
No. Been scarred for life.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it really bad?
Yeah.
I couldn't think. Were you like a really keen runner beforehand? Did you run lots?
I'd run a couple of half marathons and 10Ks.
So and quite
thought keen. I'm going to take the plunge and do a marathon. But now I've done it, I don't have any desire to do it again.
Really?
Yeah.
At what point during the London Marathon did you hit the wall?
Yeah, about 21 miles.
Whoa.
But people are amazing. They come around, pat you on the back, say, come on, keep going, run with you. So, yeah, the people who do it are really amazing.
So did your legs go? What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't feel them anymore.
You couldn't feel them, really?
It's a painful experience.
Oh, my God. And I'd imagine that's a little bit more expensive than £10 to get involved with.
Yes, you have to raise a minimum of £2,000 to be able to do it. So, yeah. It's
really?
Yeah.
Well, and so you did that for Cancer Research UK?
Yes, I did.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So, well done in raising £2,000. That was really, really good.
That was the
well done for getting round. Unbelievable. Well, that must have felt amazing, though, when you went over the finish line.
Yeah, it's an achievement, and I'm still kind of happy that I've done it today, but yeah, never again.
So is that running done for you now?
Yeah,
is it you
so.
Look at
I'm
other
I'm
things?
I'm going to be here on the day helping out with the Run Park Fun Run and marshalling and stuff, but yeah, I won't be running it.
I don't blame you, Sarah. I don't blame you at all. BramhamParkFunRun.org.uk is the website to go to. BramhamParkFunRun.org.uk. Are there any other things that you've got coming up over the next few months that we should be getting interested in?
Yeah, there's plenty of things. We've got Race for Life as a charity coming up in the summer. We've got Will Cancer Day next weekend on the 4th of February. So we will be in the White Rose Centre collecting and selling Unity bands.
Yes, my wife will be there as well, I believe.
Will,
yeah.
Yes. So yeah, there's quite a lot of exciting things coming up.
Yeah, of course, Race for Life. That's is that difficult when you're sort of like, you've got Race for Life, which is like, I suppose, the one that everybody's sort of like aware of completely, and then you're sort of like running another one. Is that difficult?
Yeah, so Race for Life is women only. So obviously the Grand Park Fun Run is family orientated. Men can take part, families can take part together. So
that's
And people do it in training for various, because of the time of year it is, various different half marathons and stuff as well. So
yeah,
we don't really, we don't get the same participants. So
No, exactly. Race for Life, that's it. Is that in Leeds, isn't it?
Yeah, there's one at Temple Newsham in Leeds, and there's a Pretty Muddy as well. And actually, a Pretty Muddy Kids this year. So
they're doing what?
A Pretty Muddy Kids.
Pretty Muddy Kids?
Yes, it's like a muddy fun run for kids. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds quite good, actually.
Yeah, that's the first time that I'll be running this year. So.
Right, okay. You're not going to have a go at that one, then?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, BramhamParkFunRun.org.uk, or just do a search for Cancer Research UK on Google. You'll find all the details. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in this
morning.
Thank
you for having me.
No problem at all. Thanks a lot.